Greetings and good morning to you in the name of Jesus Christ on this Sunday. Today, we have readings from Exodus and we have readings from the book of John. I ask that the Lord God will bless the reading of his word and add unto us all the blessings thereof that come from the hearing of his word. Please be before God. Firstly, from chapter 31 of Exodus, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him, upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. And then next, we have from Exodus 32, verses 15 to 19. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And then we have from Exodus 34, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And then from Exodus 34, verse 27 and 28. And the Lord said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Now, we turn to John chapter 8 and the story of the woman caught in adultery. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote the ground, as though he heard them not. And when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And the Lord will obviously add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, let us unpack John 8 here, brethren. Now, we see here that this, we take into account that in John 8, the chapter before, in context that Jesus had been debating, we shall say, with the Jews, that they were, you know, trying to catch him out. And we do know that even at that point, they'd said that he was a deceiver. And in verse 20, saying him even demon-possessed. So this sets the scene, because we realise here in verse 3 of John 8 that the scribes and Pharisees brought in him a woman taken in adultery, caught in the very act, they told him, in the very act. Now, I don't wish to go into detail, but if you understand what that means. Now, should they not there and then have been stoning her if they cared so much about the law, but they were more interested in catching out Jesus here. And they said, What sayest thou? Now, Jesus, it tells us, he got down and wrote with his finger on the floor. He got down on her level, if you will, some would say. Some even say he wrote the names of the women that they had slept with, but that's just rumour, perhaps. Notice how twice he wrote on the ground. Is there here a link to the Exodus scriptures I read earlier? Consider God twice writing those tablets of stone and Jesus twice writing on the ground here with a significant debate around the law. And in verse 9 says, And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Now, from the eldest first to the youngest. Is it not possible that the eldest here would have been more knowledgeable of tradition, of their history, of Moses, of what happened, and the mount, of the golden calf, etc., and scripture? And that's perhaps what they recognized. It must have shocked them. It says they were convicted. So they left first, whereas the youngest would have been less cognizant, less aware. You know, imagine the scene. Imagine the atmosphere. Hallelujah, as they recognized the authority of our God, of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 11, it says, She said, No man, Lord, after they'd gone. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah, yes. Go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee. Now in John 3:17, it tells us this. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And here we have evidence of Christ Jesus, his compassion, but also his authority. Because it was he whose fingers wrote on the tablets of stone after the golden calf incident in Exodus 31. It is he, after Moses had break the stones in Exodus 32, in Exodus 34, he redone them. It was he. Now, we can only surmise what he wrote on the floor with his finger, but that moment, imagine how those religious leaders, those who had even gone so far as to call Jesus demon-possessed, yes, those people must have recognized that and walked out. Hallelujah. Can you see the link here in Scripture? What an amazing God who has preserved his word from the aspired originals here in his word. Hallelujah. Yes, that we may see these parallels and that we may evince, we may glean the authority of his God, our God, but also in this, his compassion. Because they could have stoned her outside by the law, but Jesus is the whole fulfillment of the law. And now the